ॐ ज्ञानतिमिरन्धस्य ज्ञानञ्जनशलाकाय चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 5, Chapter 12, Text Number 12.
Rahu Ganai Tat Tapasana Yati Nache Jaya Nirvapanad Grihadva Na chanda sanaiva jalagni surya vina mahat pararajo bishekam.
My dear King Rahugana, unless one has the opportunity to smear his entire body with the dust of the lotus feet of great devotees, one cannot realize the absolute truth. One cannot realize the absolute truth simply by observing celibacy, brahmacharya, strictly following the rules and regulations of householder life, leaving home as a vanaprastha, accepting sannyas, or undergoing severe penances in winter by keeping oneself submerged in water or surrounding oneself in summer by fire and the scorching heat of the sun. There are many other processes to understand the absolute truth, but the absolute truth is only revealed to one who has attained the mercy of a great devotee. Purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Actual knowledge of transcendental bliss can be bestowed upon anyone by a pure devotee. Vedeshu durlabham adurlabham atma bhaktau. One cannot attain the perfection of spiritual life simply by following the directions of the Vedas. One has to approach a pure devotee. Anya bilashita shunyam jnana karmanyadavritam. By the grace of such a devotee, one can understand the absolute truth Krishna and one's relationship with him. A materialistic person sometimes thinks that simply by executing pious activities and remaining at home, one can understand the absolute truth. That is denied in this verse. Nor can one understand the absolute truth simply by observing the rules and regulations of brahmacharya, celibacy. One only has to serve the pure devotee. That will help one understand the absolute truth without fail.
Rahu ganai tapasa nayati na chejaya nirvapanad grihadva na chandasa naiva jalagni surya vina mahat pararajo bhishekam.
My dear King Rahugana, Judd Bharat is saying, unless one has the opportunity to smear his entire body with the dust of the lotus feet of great devotees, one cannot realize the absolute truth. One cannot realize the absolute truth simply by observing celibacy, strictly following the rules and regulations of householder life, leaving home as a vanaprastha, accepting sannyas, or undergoing severe penances in winter by keeping oneself submerged in water or surrounding oneself in summer by fire and the scorching heat of the sun. There are many other processes to understand the absolute truth, but the absolute truth is only revealed to one who has attained the mercy of a great devotee. And this is another lesson that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu taught by his example throughout his lila, and that is that it's not what you know, as Gopi Puranadana Prabhu used to say, but who you know and what you are that's important. It's not what you know, because people can be greatly learned and know streams of excellent words in Sanskrit and so forth. But if they are not connected with the Vaishnav, then Krishna doesn't consider them very well. And this is what this verse is saying, that there are many heroic things that one may do in this life to prove oneself. He mentions here, Rahuganai tattapasana yati. One may become a yati, a sannyasi, in a chejaya nirvapanad grihadva. one may take up the various orders of the Varnashram and perform them perfectly. One may submerge oneself in water in the winter time and put oneself in front of fire in the summer. But just by these severe austerities, Krishna is not pleased. He does not become inclined towards a person. But if somehow or other one connects him or herself with a Vaishnava, then Krishna becomes pleased. And he bestows his mercy upon that person. Throughout his lila, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu glorified his devotees. You'll find throughout the Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita and the Chaitanya Bhagavat that whenever Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had an opportunity to do so, he would glorify his devotees. One incident comes to mind, and that is when Balabhata came and visited the devotees in Jagannath Puri. As I mentioned the other day, he was a great scholar, and he was presenting his scholarship before the assembly of devotees, hoping that that would attract the attention of the devotees. In fact, Kaviraj Goswami mentions that Balabha Bhattacharya had this sense that he wanted to be victorious. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wasn't impressed, although he told Balabha Bhatta, "You're a great scholar." But when Balabha Bhatta came and began presenting his scholarship, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then and glorified Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Mahaprabhu then deferred to all his devotees. He said, "Actually, I don't know anything that I haven't learned from Sarvabhauma." Of course, we know that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came and converted Sarvabhauma from being a Mayavadi and great scholar, but he made him into a devotee. But now Mahaprabhu is claiming, "Everything I know, I learned from Sarvabhauma. He knows the six Vedic treatises perfectly. No, there's no Vaishnav scholar greater than him, and I've learned everything from him." And then he went on to glorify Ramananda Roy and Haridas Thakur. And he named the various devotees who he was associated with who were dependent on Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, but Chaitanya Mahaprabhu presented himself as dependent on these devotees and glorified them. And in another section of the Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Kaviraj Goswami mentions that when Mahaprabhu had the opportunity to glorify his devotees, he did so as if he had 10 mouths. In every direction, he was glorifying his devotees and appreciating them. And he showed this as the proper attitude for one advancing or who wants to advance in devotional service, to connect oneself with a Vaishnav. In Mahaprabhu's talks to a group of devotees who were just about to leave Jagannath Puri, he mentioned that there is a book called Sri Krishna Vijay, and it was written before the time of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and it's a sonnet-style book, but it wasn't done quite according to the proper meter. It was a little bit ragged in some places, this Sri Krishna Vijay book. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, however, said that because the book has this sentiment of pure devotional service, in fact, one of the statements in the book, "Sri Nandanandana Krishna Mor Prannath," was stated by the author. He said that because that book was written in your village, now everyone in this village is dear to me because this statement was made in this book, the Sri Krishna Vijay. Everyone in this village, he said, actually even a dog is dear to me in your village because this fragrance of pure devotional service came from this great devotee who wrote the Sri Krishna Vijay. And therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave a blanket statement that everyone in the village, in fact, he said, actually, even a dog in your village is dear to me. What to speak of all of you? because you're associated. You're in the same village where this book appeared. And this flavor of pure devotional service is what pleases Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, which pleases Krishna. And if one somehow or other puts oneself in the association of such devotees and tries to render service to them, then Krishna very quickly recognizes such a devotee. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu taught as much when he was teaching Sanatana Goswami. In the 22nd chapter of the Madhya Lila, we find the explanation of devotional service by Sanatana Goswami. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu quotes the verse that we read today. And he also gives another verse which is very similar in the 7th chapter of the in the 7th canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam by Prahlad Maharaj. Naisham matisthavar rukramang grimspi shart yanartha pagamo yadartha mahiya samparajo bishekam niskinchananam na vranita yavat. And that is that to advance in devotional service, one has to take the dust, take a bath in the dust of the lotus feet of a person who's nishkinchana, has no other motive in life except to serve Krishna, pure devotional service. And he says, without that, then one cannot advance in devotional practice. So, this is something that anyone can do. In fact, in the most esoteric Antya Lila of the Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, we find in the one of the opening chapters that a dog joins the Sankirtan party, the devotees, the yatra that's going from Navadvip to Jagannath Puri. And this is a very endearing thing that happens oftentimes. People want to join the Sankirtan party. They just see the devotees and then they say, I'd like to join also. We saw this a couple years ago when we were in Denver, Colorado, going door to door. We went to the poorest section of the Denver area and we went knocking on doors. And people would be inside eating dinner and things like that. And Prabhupada mentions in the Krishna book that when you approach people who are a little bit towards the poverty-stricken range, they're more open. So the people would be inside eating dinner and so forth, and we'd knock on the door, and they'd say, come on in. They didn't even know who we were. And we'd just go inside and start talking to them. And then there were two levels in this apartment complex, and one man was watching from the balcony as we were going from door to door, and he noticed what we were doing. He got all excited and he said, I want to help. I want to help. And he started pointing doors to us. He said, go and get that one. That's a good one right there. And then he joined with us and he started taking us all over the neighborhood. And he said, go try that house. Go try that house. And he just spontaneously joined the Sankirtan movement by appreciating the devotees and said, I want to be part of this. And he just followed along. And similarly, as recounted in the Antya Lila, when the devotees were leaving for Jagannath Puri, a dog joined the party. He just ran in and said, I'm in. And because the mood of the devotees, when they see anyone who has even the slightest inkling towards joining the Sankirtan party. Like yesterday, we were outside on the parking lot and we were chanting, and the people in the hotel across the street on the top floor, they started going into ecstasy and they were dancing. And immediately we felt communion with them. So this dog came into the party, and Shivananda Sain, pure devotee, said, he's with us. He's joined. He's in. And that's what you want to hear, is when the pure devotees say, he's with me. Because you can go to these big events, big soirees, where the president may be speaking or some big shot is there. And unless you have really big credentials, it's hard to get in. But if you're with somebody and they just say, he's with me, then you can come in. And devotional service is much like that. When the dog came into the party, Shivananda saying, he's with us, he take care of him. He must be fed. And of course, you know that he came all the way to Jagannath Puri. He was separated from the party for a while, but still, by Krishna's arrangement, when the devotees got to Jagannath Puri, the dog was with Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu already, taking food from his plate and chanting Hare Krishna. And it's understood by all the devotees that the dog disappeared right after that and went back to Godhead. So this is the simple process for attaining perfection. And Prabhupada recognizes this, that if one wholeheartedly, from any situation in life, joins the devotees with an open heart and appreciates devotees and wants to serve the devotees, that person becomes a candidate for the Lord's full mercy. And there's a letter that Prabhupada wrote to one devotee who had joined a kind of a sect within ISKCON. This happens. I mean, of course, everyone has their own niche. In even in our big society of ISKCON, everyone has their preferences, who they like to associate with and so forth, and that's fine. That's there in the spiritual world as well. But there was a time in which there was a very charismatic leader, and the devotees rallied around him. Some of them did. He had his own following before he joined ISKCON, and then he came and surrendered to Prabhupada, and he directed all his followers to surrender to Prabhupada, and most of them did. And then later on, they sort of separated a little bit from ISKCON, and some of them developed a sort of separatist idea that only this person would be able to take them back to Godhead by their association. And Prabhupada wrote a letter to this person that's available. And it's so much available that I think I'm going to read it to you. Prabhupada writes, and you can intuit what the person wrote to Prabhupada by his answer. Your next question, after leaving this material realm, does the devotee remain forever with his spiritual master? The answer is yes. But I think you have got the mistaken idea in this connection. You speak of pure devotee, that he is Shaktivesh avatar, that we should obey him only. These things are the wrong idea. If anyone thinks like that, that a pure devotee should be obeyed and no one else, that means he is nonsense. We advise everyone to address one another as Prabhu. Prabhu means master, so how the master should be disobeyed? Others, they are also pure devotees. All of my disciples are pure devotees. Anyone sincerely serving the spiritual master is a pure devotee. It may be Siddha Sarup or others. Siddha Sarup was the name of the person, charismatic person. He's still preaching Krishna consciousness. Great devotee. It may be Siddha Sarup or others. Asiddha Sarup. This must be very clearly stated. It is not only that your Siddha Sarup is a pure devotee and not others. Do not try to make a faction. Siddha Sarup is a good soul, but others should not be misled. Anyone who has surrendered to the spiritual master is a pure devotee. It doesn't matter if Siddha Sarup or non-Siddha Sarup. Amongst ourselves, one should respect others as Prabhu, master. As soon as we distinguish, here is pure devotee, here is a non-pure devotee, that means I am a nonsense. Why you only want to be in the spiritual sky with Siddha Sarup? Why not all? If Siddha Sarup can go, why not everyone? Siddha Sarup will go, you will go, Shamasundar will go, all others will go. We'll have another ISKCON there. Of course, Mr. Nair must stay. And I always appreciated this. It epitomizes Prabhupada's mood, that those who are following a pure devotee, those who have wholeheartedly joined in, it may be a pure devotee, it may be somebody following a pure devotee, the follower of a pure devotee is a pure devotee. It's the mood in which I'm nothing, I'm insignificant, but I'm connected to this person. I'm a dog. I've run into the Sankirtan party, into the yatra, and somehow they're going to give me a little rice. They give me a little bowl of rice. Like our friend Ruchi used to say, he always said, he wore these big black glasses, and he always said, you know, Vaish, if you ever see a dog with glasses on, throw me a few japatis. He was a great Sankirtan devotee. He died about 20 years ago. But he always used to say that to me. Yeah, Vaish, if you see a dog with glasses, throw me a few japatis. And this mood of connection with the devotees, of wholeheartedly connecting oneself sincerely to the devotees, is the great qualification for taking up the path of devotional service. And service to the devotees is what is meant by this smearing one's body with the dust of the lotus feet of the devotees, to immerse oneself wholeheartedly in the service of these great souls. So how is it that by association one becomes a great soul? Madhavananda Prabhu alluded to it yesterday. I just read this passage. I read it frequently. I read it the other day when I was in Houston giving the Bhagavatam class, and it caused quite a controversy. It's a very provocative a purport, but I think we've run out of time. Satyadev Prabhu has ordered me to read it, so I think I have to now, following what I'm preaching here. So Prabhupada writes in this purport, this is from Madhyalila 5.113. The verses, after the marriage ceremony was performed, the Lord informed both brahmanas, you two brahmanas are my eternal servants, birth after birth. Purport. Like these two brahmanas of Vidyanagara, there are many devotees who are eternal servants of the Lord. They are specifically known as Nityasiddha, eternally perfect. Although the Nityasiddhas appear in the material world and seem to be common members of the world, they never forget the Supreme Personality of Godhead in any condition. This is the symptom of a Nityasiddha. There are two kinds of living entities, Nityasiddha and Nityabhada. The Nityasiddha never forgets his relationship with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Whereas, the Nityabhada is always conditioned, even before the creation. He always forgets his relationship with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Here the Lord informs the two brahmanas that they are his servants birth after birth. The phrase birth after birth refers to the material world because in the spiritual world there is no birth, death, old age, or disease. By the order of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the Nityasiddha remains within this material world just like an ordinary man. But the only business of the Nityasiddha is to broadcast the glories of the Lord. This incident appears to be an ordinary story about a marriage transaction involving two ordinary people. However, Krishna accepted the two brahmanas as his eternal servants. Both brahmanas took much trouble in these negotiations, just like mundane people, yet they were acting as eternal servants of the Lord. All Nityasiddhas within this material world may appear to toil like ordinary men, but they never forget their position as servants of the Lord. Another point, the elderly Brahmin belonged to an aristocratic family and was learned and wealthy. The young Brahmana belonged to an ordinary family and was uneducated. But these two mundane qualifications do not concern a Nityasiddha engaged in the service of the Lord. We have to accept the fact that the Nityasiddhas are completely distinct from the Nityabhadas, who are ordinary human beings. Narottam Das Thakur confirms this statement. Gorangera Sangigani Nityasiddha Karimani She Jaya Vrajendra Shutapash She Gora Mandala Bhumi Jeba Jani Chintamani Tar Hoy Vraja Bhumi Bash. One who accepts The associates of Lord Chaitanya as Nitya Siddhas is certain to be elevated to the spiritual kingdom because of it, to become an associate of the Supreme Lord. One should also know that Gauramandala Bhumi, those places in Bengal where Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu stayed, are equal to Brajabhumi or Vrindavan. There is no difference between the inhabitants of Vrindavan and those of Gaudamandala Bhumi and Sridhar Mayapur. Madhavananda Prabhu, what's the other one? Verse number? Yeah. Yes, that's not the one. One or two after that. Okay, hold on. We'll be right there. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Rama, Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Rama, Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare Hare. Madhya 1189. Here's Raghava Pandit, here's Nandana Acharya, there is Shriman Pandit, and here are Srikant and the Ryan. Purport. Narottam Das Thakur, honoring the personal associates, he's in, of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, has sung the following: Gorangera Shangagani, Shangigani, Nitya Siddhakarimani, She Jayai Brajendra Shutapas. Same quotation. One who is intelligent understands that all the personal associates and devotees of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu are ever liberated. This means that because they are always engaged in the devotional service of the Lord, they do not belong to this material world. One who is engaged in the Lord's devotional service 24 hours a day and never forgets the Lord is called Nitya Siddha. Srila Rupa Goswami confirms this statement. Iha yasya harir dasye karmana manasagira nikilasu apyavastastu jivan muktasu uchite. A person acting in the service of Krishna with body, mind, intelligence, and words is a liberated person even within the material world, although he may be engaged in many so-called material activities. A devotee is always thinking of how better to serve Lord Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and how to broadcast his name, fame, and qualities throughout the world. One who is a Nitya Siddha has no business other than broadcasting the glories of the Lord all over the world according to his ability. Such people are already associates of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Therefore, Narottam Das Thakur says, Nitya Siddha Karimani. One should not think that because Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was personally present 500 years ago, only his associates were liberated. Rather, Srila Narottam Das Thakur says that anyone is a Nitya Siddha if he acts on behalf of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu by spreading the glories of the holy name of the Lord. We should respect those devotees preaching the glories of the Lord as Nitya Siddha and should not consider them conditioned. Mamcha yo vyabhicharena bhakti yogena sevate sagunan samatityaitan brahma bhuyaya kalpate. One who has transcended the material modes of nature is said to be on the Brahman platform. That is also the platform of Nitya Siddha. The Nitya Siddha not only stays on the Brahman platform, but also works on that platform. Simply by accepting the associates of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as Nitya Siddha, one can very easily go back home, back to Godhead. Thank you. I entered it into evidence. Madhavananda Prabhu.
Prabhupada writes in his purport a few verses later, that was the chapter I was thinking, this chapter, in text 96, the associates of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu were unlimited during the Lord's presence on this planet, but anyone who is pure in life and devoted to the mission of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is to be understood as a Nitya Siddha associate of the Lord.
Perfect. So now we'll take some reflections. We have a few minutes. Madhavananda Prabhu.
In Vaishnav Saran, the devotee Deviki Nandan Das, he sings that Brahmanda Tarite Shakti Dare Jane Jani Eveda Purana Guna Gaya Je Basuni, that all the Puranas and Vedic literature say that all the associates of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu have the ability to deliver unlimited universes. Brahmanda Tarite Shakti Dare Jane Jani, they have that. And someone may say, I don't have the ability, I can't even deliver half the city or something, much less a universe. But they have that because they're carrying the holy name. The holy name has that.
Thank you. Ananda.
This morning I read in the 10th canto, it's chapter 84, that Krishna is speaking because they're meeting at Kurukshetra. All the devotees are meeting at Kurukshetra, and this is right after Draupadi hears from all the queens of Krishna, and then after that, then all the sages come, and Krishna meets with the sages, and then Krishna says this to the sages. Hold on one second. He says, mere bodies of water are not real sacred places of pilgrimage, nor are mere images of earth and stone our true worshipable deities. These purify one only after a long time, but saintly sages purify one immediately upon being seen. So, and there's another verse early in the 10th canto that also speaks a similar thing, just emphasizing the the standalone power of Vaishnavas.
Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, when traveling various places, would often be confronted by people who say, please come to my house. He would ask what their lineage is. And they would say, I have no spiritual lineage, I'm self-effulgent. And he would cancel or not engage in such association, because one's connection to the Vaishnavas, both locally and through the disciplic succession, is vitally important for one to be recognized by Krishna. What else?
Mr. Nair was here yesterday. Is he here now? I was there when he got initiated by Radhanath Swami. And,
it's Mr. Nair's son?
This is a common name in Kerala. And so we kind of joked about that.
I see.
Because when I saw him, I said, oh, everyone can go back to Godhead except for Mr. Nair. And it's funny, I just joked about it yesterday. And also 2 years ago when he took initiation. So anyway, Mr. Nair is on his way too. No. It's a real common name there, like Patel and...
Jagat, right behind you.
Okay, one more little thing. Just this morning, I wrote this down. I didn't know you were going to give class on this topic, but I was thinking about Matirna Krishne, Parata Swatova, and I was thinking about Parata with the help of others, or Swato on your own. If you're materialistic, you're not going to get Krishna, is what Prahlad said. And then the next verse, you quoted that, Naisham Matistavad Urukramangrim. Only when you come in contact with someone who is, are you going to make any progress. And these materialistic people they'll look like the same people. They'll still do a lot of the same things. But because they're in touch, they're in. They're making progress. So I...
Thank you.
Yeah, it just happened spontaneously. We're on a theme here. Okay.
Hare Krishna. So I have a question, and that is in regards to who is a Nitya Siddha and who is a Nitya Bada. Here has been described that all the followers, associates of Lord Chaitanya, are Nitya Siddhas, and even up to this present day, all those who are connected with the preaching are Nitya Siddhas. But then another question is there, you know, that it's said here that Nitya Siddhas are completely liberated persons. They never forget Krishna, even from birth. So this is confusing, because who is really a Nitya Siddha here? I don't feel like I'm a Nitya Siddha, not at all. And I consider myself a complete Nitya Bada. But you may be Nitya Siddhas. I offer you all respect. So who is really a Nitya Siddha? Just because it says they never forget Krishna. And we know Srila Prabhupada never forgot Krishna, even from his very childhood. Was always thinking of Krishna. So here's a difference here. There seems to be some difference. That a person who is coming to Krishna consciousness at a later stage, who's never thought of Krishna, is not a Nitya Siddha. Well, it appears so to me that those who are born...
I warned you it was a controversial verse. Provocative, I said. Yes, thank you for bringing up the antithesis. I'll answer briefly because we don't have much time. But as our acharyas have pointed out, there's green mangoes and there's ripe mangoes. And mango's a mango. In this purport, you'll notice some nuance that Prabhupada mentions, that those who are engaged constantly, 24 hours a day, in pushing on the Sankirtan movement are considered to be Nitya Siddhas. That's and a similar concept that he mentions in the Nectar of Instruction in verse 5, when he's talking about the different levels of devotees. He mentions an Uttamadhikari as one who's chanting Hare Krishna, who's preaching Krishna consciousness, and who's thinking 24 hours a day, he says, about how to spread Krishna consciousness all over the world. And so, to the degree in which one is engaged in this activity of spreading Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's movement, that degree one is becoming liberated, as Prabhupada gives in the last part of the purport, mamcha yovyabhicharina bhakti yogena sevate. Furthermore, the vision of a pure devotee like Srila Prabhupada is that everyone has the innate potential to be on the highest platform of Krishna consciousness. Sometimes it's said that some people judge people according to their past. They're in the lowest position. Some people judge according to what somebody's like right now. I don't care what they did in the past. Now they're like this. Therefore, I won't judge from their past. But the most exalted judge people according to their future potential, because they see that by being connected with Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's preaching movement, although they may not even perceive their liberation at the present point, because they're engaged in this most potent of activities in the Sangha of pure devotees, they are unripe mangoes. They will become ripe mangoes in due course of time. Yes, yasti bhaktir bhagavati akinchana sarvar gunas tatra samasite sura harava bhaktasu kuto mahadguna mano ratinasati davato bahi. Bhagavatam confirms that those who are engaged in devotional service will naturally develop all of the exalted qualities because of their engagement in devotional service. So, partly generosity of the Nitya Siddha devotees, and I mentioned earlier, if you connect with a Nitya Siddha devotee or a group of Nitya Siddha devotees and you just show your sincerity, they'll say, okay, come on, you're with me. And that's an example in this verse. Prabhupada's basically saying, anyone who's got an inclination to join our party, you're in, and you're also Nitya Siddhas too. And when the question comes up, you say, no, he's with me, they're Nitya Siddhas. And so this is the benefit of devotee association, Even if you're a dog. I mean, that dog wasn't walking around saying, you know, I'm a Nitya Siddha. But he got the mercy of Shivananda Sain. He got in the party. So get in the party. Stay in the party. And not only that, just to answer your other concern that you don't see yourself as a Nitya Siddha, this is typical of an advanced devotee, as mentioned in the Shastra, for instance, in the Madhya Lila, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu teaches Sanatana Goswami the nine symptoms of bhava, one of them is that an advanced devotee whose heart is awakening to the mellows of devotional service considers himself or herself to be the most unqualified, even though qualification is coming up proportionately with their advancement. And in Brihat Bhagavatamrita, Narada Muni also explains how with proportionate amount of advancement in devotional service in prema, one also has the same amount of dainya, or utter humility, feeling I'm completely unqualified. So it's a conundrum for you to see what situation you're actually in, my humble opinion. Thank you very much. Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai. And now we have some announcements about today's yatra. We get to spend time somehow or other. People are around, all around different places all over the world, war-torn places, places where there's intense political battles going on. But we get to sit here in the Dham, and we'll get to walk around today to various places, go visit the Temple of Jagannath. Nacharyar Marman, Nacharyar Marman, Nacharyar Marman, Nacharyar Marman, hey! Nacharyar Marman, Nacharyar Marman, Nacharyar Marman, Nacharyar Marman.